God, Maker and Redeemer of all, as we come before you in grief and praise this day, comfort us with your presence, make us attentive to your voice, and sustain us with the hope of your kingdom. Free us, Holy Spirit, from all that keeps us from you. Relieve the misery of the anxious and the bereaved, and fill us with the hope of peace. O Christ, image of the living God, help us when we are too cast down to pray, and grant that we may trust you all our days, for you are with us in our living and our dying. In the darkness of unknowing, when your love seems absent, draw near to us, O God. Amen. Words of Jesus from Matthew's Gospel. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. We sing our opening hymn, new words to a familiar tune, When Life is Shaken to Its Core. We gather today for our coming together service, a time in which we intend to reflect on the past couple of years, to remember, to mourn, to give thanks, and to hold in tension the mixed emotions we may feel. We will pray, reflect on words from the Bible, sing, and light candles to remember loved ones who died and people who helped us get through the period. So let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Even in the darkest moments, love gives hope. Love compels us to struggle alongside our sisters and brothers. Love compels us to stand together in prayer with our neighbours near and far. Love compels us to give and act as one. And it is clear that our futures are bound together more tightly than ever before. As we pray, around the nation and around the world, we are united as one family. So let us pause and find a moment of peace as we lift up our hearts together in prayer. Loving God, strengthen our innermost being with your love that bears all things, even the weight of a global pandemic, even the long haul of watching for symptoms, of patiently waiting for this to pass, watching and waiting, keeping our gaze fixed on you and looking out for our neighbours near and far. Instill in our shaken spirits the belief and hope that all things are possible with your creative love, for strangers to become friends, for science to source solutions, for resources to be generously shared, for everyone, everywhere, may have what they need, for your perfect love that knows no borders, may cast out any fear and selfishness that divides. May your love that never ends be our comfort, strength, and guide for the well-being of all. We come, so God might open our eyes, that we may discover the wonders surrounding us, that we may be embraced the joy deep within us. We gather, so Christ might widen our hearts, that we may hear the sounds of brokenness around us, that we may sing the melodies of hope. We are here, so the Spirit might teach us the ways of humility, that we may walk that street called enduring love, that we may wait at the corner called faithfulness. How you love us, God of rainbow promises. Like a mother who teaches her son the steps for his first dance, like the father who goes out with his daughter after work so that she can learn how to drive, you love us that much and more. How you offer yourself to us, brother of the beloved. You gather us up in your arms simply to hear our deepest hopes. You reach out your scarred hands to gently wipe away our fears. How you share yourself with us, journey's spirit. You bathe our wearied spirits in the cooling waters of baptism. You wipe the dust of the wilderness out of our eyes so we can see the kingdom. You teach us those ancient ways which offer new life for each of us. God takes our broken promises and turns them into vows of faithfulness. God takes our biggest failings and shapes lives of service. God listens to our prayers of confession and changes them into songs of mercy. In a world where we worry about tomorrow before enjoying today, we race by your moments of silence, of learning. In that flood of worries which can overwhelm us, we may miss that assurance that you have not cut us off from your grace. In the deserts of our desires, we may ignore that feast of hope, of joy, of life you offer to us. Forgive us and have mercy on us, gentle guardian of our spirits. In humility, may we offer our lives to others. In love, may we share your grace with everyone we meet. In hope, may we wait for you all our days as you come to us in the life and joy of Christ Jesus. In this place, may we find God's word, God's way, God's love, God's forgiveness. What more do we need to sustain us as we continue as pilgrims along the way? In every wilderness, on every road, in every moment, in every life, in every journey, in every heart, we receive the daily bread we need, God's hope, God's mercy, God's joy. God in community, holy in one, be with us as we pray the words Jesus taught us to live and pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So we listen for God's word to us in our first reading from Genesis chapter 9.
From Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 17. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on earth. Amen.
Flood myths were incredibly popular with ancient people. They can be found in the writings of ancient cultures all over the world, throughout the Americas, ancient Near East, Asia, Polynesia, Europe, and Scandinavia. The stories vary from localized to universal. For no reason or a specific one, the heroes' names are different, and they share a lack of archaeological evidence. What they do share is the probably instinctive fear humans have of the power of the ocean, the crash of waves upon rocks, the fierce storms that can appear as if out of nowhere, and the destruction that can be caused. It is likely that the story of Noah was a development of the Mesopotamian flood myth, the Epic of Gilgamesh, which itself was a development of an older one, the Epic of Artaxerxes from Arcadia. It's probable that the Jewish exiles in Babylonia drew on these stories as the Torah, as the first five books of the Hebrew Bible was compiled during that time of exile and on into the restoration period that followed. The story of Noah is one of an individual's commitment to God. That commitment in the face of an improbable instruction, God's anger, the saving of a remnant, and then the renewal of the covenant. But the power of the story is in the happy ending. The story exists to get us to the end. Wild theories of how Noah herded, fed, cleaned up after, and stopped the animals from eating each other, of how he gathered indigenous creatures from lands he was completely unaware of, or if sunlight passing through water molecules didn't cause rainbows prior to this point, are details that obscure the power of the story. As the scholar John Dominic Crosson tells us, my point, once again, is not that those ancient people told literal stories that we are now smart enough to take symbolically, but that they told them symbolically and we are now dumb enough to take them literally. The power of the story is in the message that after destruction, there can be restoration. And the rainbow hangs in the sky to remind us of this. The rainbow is an ancient symbol that continues to speak to us today. The rainbows that filled windows and were painted on streets displayed our gratitude to the NHS and key workers, but also our hope. Our hope that after the storm of COVID, we would come out the other side. The winds of COVID have lessened in their ferocity, and we may have to live with it for some more time to come. But we can look at the rainbow as a symbol of God's presence within all things and take comfort, challenge, and consolation from the reminder it gives. So let's stand to sing again. Hymn number 14, The Lord is My Shepherd.
Thank you.
We continue to reflect on those words of Psalm 23, first from the reading from Scripture, and then my own interpretation of the words. So let's listen to God's word to us from Scripture, from Psalm 23.
My shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.